tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Isabel Davis with The Call, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Almighty God, Hey, hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited you have tuned in. We know you are going to enjoy today's topic, responding to the call, a spiritual response to healing. But first, here's Wide as the Sky by Isabel Davis, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. What is it?
They keep talking. I'm working on it.
Okay. So, Deanne.
Right,
hey.
Hey, Emily.
How's it going on today? Yes, I can hear you.
I am great. I didn't think I was going to be on tonight. We had a school event, but due to the weather, I'm here. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing just fine. Doing just fine. Well, you know, today it's just an amazing day-to-day because I know a lot of us parents and teachers are all preparing to go back to school in the midst of a global pandemic. And right now we definitely need some spiritual healing.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
And I'm
and
so
being
thankful
able
for this
weather
here, for this rain, and we definitely need it.
Oh,
yes, naturally and spiritually.
Yes.
We need rain to cool down the earth, and we need God to rain down His presence.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I've got you ready. You ready?
All right. Here's our awesome, amazing, Stellar Award-winning artist, Isabel Davis, Wide as the Sky, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky, we live to high. Hands
open up your mouth and say that thing. Let all the other names say. Your name is higher. other name fade away. Jesus. Let all the other names fade away. Sing that out till. Till there's only you. Sing. Let all. Just tell them Jesus take. Jesus take yours. Jesus take. One more time, every voice. Lift it up, sing, let all the other names. Let all the other names. There's no other name that's higher than the name of Jesus. Oh, till there's only Jesus, take yours.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Deanne and I are so excited to share our special guest this evening with our Brand New Day family. As we continue to focus on our topic, responding to the call, a spiritual response to healing. We pray that you've had a great week, and we enjoy having you with us, but we ask that you enjoy listening to today's show.
And we are here with Stella Award-winning woman of God, worship leader, Mrs. Isabel Davis. Thank you so much for joining us here at Brand New Day.
Thank you so much for having me, Emily. I'm honored to be on your show, and I am just excited about how God's going to use you and how we're just going to have a blessed time in the Lord tonight. So thank you again for having me.
You're so welcome. So let's dive in. So we told the audience a little bit about what you do, but I want you to just give us a little bit more information. Tell us about Isabel, the woman of God. Tell us about her.
Absolutely. Well, I think it always helps when you kind of give a little bit of the backstory and kind of, you know, share like where, you know, how, who are you, you know? And so I'm going to kind of go back just a little bit and share some of the journey with you. I grew up in a little Pentecostal church in San Antonio, Texas, turned non-denominational. And it was just one of those ministries, Emily, that was so full of just the power of God, the fire of God, the oil of God, you know. It was just one of those ministries that, you know, it was such a blessing to be connected to. And, you know, my dad was the first psalmist of this little storefront church. My mom was part of their little chorale that was just starting out. And so I always say, naturally, my drug problem started. They drug me to church on Wednesdays. They drug me to church on Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays. I mean, around the clock, we were always at church. And when you have parents who are in leadership and serving like that, you get it. You get it. So
yeah.
So exactly what I'm talking about. And so, you know, but, and I know nowadays, you know, some people would frown on that, but for me, it's everything. You know, I don't forsake those beginning days because it was really what helped shape me. Not just as, you know, as a worshiper and to understand better the things of God, but just even to grow in my craft. This was the stage, the platform that allowed me to just, you know, really gain a love for God's heart, his people, and to just really understand what it is that the power of worship can do, the presence of God, and what it does when we go after his presence in a corporate setting. And so I think about those days. I think about, you know, when my parents used to take us to, they called it all night prayer meeting, and they'd start out at like 7 p.m. and we were little kids. And so we'd fall asleep in the pews or under the pews and wake up at like midnight, 1 a.m. and they were still going hard after God, like as if we had just started. And so I always say, you know, in those atmospheres that are so charged like that, and you're petitioning heaven, you know, in unity, I just believe that so much of that oil was caught, you know, so many, I always say I'm a product of the residue of the oil that rested in that house, because it's literally, you know, it's, I believe, what transformed me in those earlier days. But fast forward a few years, as a, like I shared with you before, as a daughter of parents who faithfully served the ministry, I was involved in anything you can imagine when it comes to church, you know, from the youth choirs to youth worship team, you know, leading praise and worship for the youth group, so on and so forth. And then, of course, joining the adult choir as one of the youngest kids, I thought that was super cool. But when you have a family of singers, you know, you're constantly involved in that. And I'm one of four siblings, four children. And so we were all in the choirs and in the, you know, singing and doing all those kinds of things. And so started leading worship and have been doing that for about 15 plus years. And at my home church was also the place where I got that opportunity to initially do that, fall on my face, to mess up, to learn that it's not about waiting till Saturday night to learn your material. You know, I learned so much in those days, you know. And so, but fast forward, as I said, and I met my beautiful husband, shout out to Kenneth Davis, met him at that very ministry. He was military. So we met there, got married in 2010 and relocated to New Orleans, Louisiana, where I'm at now. And he's the native, and came under such an anointed covering, Bishop Lester Love and Pastor Fran. And so once we, you know, came here to New Orleans and began to serve faithfully in that ministry, what a blessing that has been. You know, I was so grateful that once I became, you know, worship leader here at local church, which I was so okay with, you know, I love people, I love community, I love leading corporate worship. You know, but what I realize about our God is he's so not okay when we're complacent, and he'll begin to stretch you, right? He'll begin to, you know, pull you out of your comfort zone. And it was in that season that God really began to elevate the ministry he had given me, you know. And over the years, as a child, I'd heard, you know, you're going to be ministering to the global body. And when you're little, you know, all of that, you're hearing it, but you're like, God, I don't know how you're going to get me to there, you know, from here to there. But, you know, nonetheless, I'll stay faithful. So my bishop gave a directive when I moved here after being here a couple of years as the lead worshiper. And he said, you know, it's time for you to get into the studios. It's time for you to start recording the songs of heaven. And he really just gave that directive. And for me and my husband, it was confirmation to several words throughout the years that I had heard, you know, from prophets and preachers and different things like that. And so I knew it was a yes, but because of the season we were in, I had one baby on the hip, another one on the way. I was telling, I was rebuking the devil and saying, that ain't God. His timing ain't right, you know. but we do that, though. We're like, nah, that ain't God.
It's me.
And I knew it was, so I felt like God was like, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. And so I refused to go kicking and screaming. And I said, my husband and I said, okay, Lord, you have our yes. We don't know where the resources are going to come from. We don't know where the connections are going to come from. We don't know anything other than, you know, serving in local church. So God, you do it, but here's our yes. Here's our obedience. And it's amazing and so beautiful how God will take our obedience and multiply that, you know, and do with it what we could have never imagined. And so, you know, I'll speed up a little bit. I'm a talker. Sorry, y'all. So we, you know, we got in the studio as, you know, we were directed to do so by leadership. And of course, knowing that it was God, got in the studio with the song, The Call. And, you know, we had actually done a soft rollout on the song with our local church about 2 years before, and we were done with the song. You know, we had done that's the version that you hear called the Call studio version on the album. And the Lord said, go back, do that again. And my husband and I were like, why? That song, I mean, the Call is like the most simple song, you know? And we just felt like we had done everything with the song. Like, but when God said that, my husband immediately felt like Holy Spirit was really leading us to film the recording session,
mm-hmm.
which is the YouTube video you watched today. And it was like our only prayer in that situation and going into recording was, God, you know, we just want to have an encounter in your presence. You know, you can hijack this thing if you want, but we just want you to have your way. And Holy Spirit did just that. And the song in its original form was literally four lines long. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. And everything else that you hear in the video was literally Holy Spirit inspired in the moment that God would, you know, literally hijack as we prayed and create his own song, you know. And so it's amazing because we look back and, you know, winning Stellar Award for New Artist of the Year in 2018 was definitely not on our radar. You know, our hearts were, yes, God, this is our yes, do with it what you want. And he always, you guys know this, he always, always exceeds our expectations and does it. And that's his word, exceeding abundantly above all, that we ask, hope, or think. And so we're just grateful, humbled, and just so thankful for the kiss of God on the ministry in this season. So, yeah, that's kind of a little backstory. Okay. Fast forward. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. You kind of answered my next question, but I'm going to go right along to the next one. So I think it's amazing that you just allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. You know, I'm a good old school Baptist, Southern Baptist girl where
yeah.
we had devotion and guide me over thy great Jehovah and all of that. And so I have to admit, I go to a non-denominational church now with my husband and my family, but it sometimes takes a bit of an adjustment to get you to the praise and worship that we lead nowadays. However, there are those times, like with your songs, The Call, and Wide as the Sky, where it's just like the repetition just takes it to a whole other level and just allows the spirit to come in. And, you know, it's one of those things where as a praise dance instructor, I'm like, all right, I got to get my girls on it, because even that ministering through dance in a repetitious way and feeling the Holy Spirit move like that, I mean, that's so powerful. And so I thank you for your ministry. I thank you.
Thank you so much.
And so my question is, as a mother, how do you juggle, a mother and a wife, how do you juggle a motherhood, your ministry, and being a wife?
Yes, and you know that is, I get asked that almost all the time. Because there's something about, you know, when you're leading worship and you have a family at home, there's everything that happens in family has to be done in intentionality. And so for me, it does take a village, a lot of help, a lot of hands. But for me, so I'm that mom, right? Like I have trust issues when it comes to my kids. So my heart is always, babe, if it's not you, if you got to work and my mom can't make it here, well, then I got to cancel because, you know, like, it's serious for me, you know, because I just believe, you know, not just being good stewards over, you know, the things that God gives us, but even more so over our babies and our family. And so I'm so grateful that, first of all, my husband is very hands-on, okay? He loves spending time with the kids when they were babies. You know, he's making bottles, changing diapers, all of that. So that's a blessing. I know everybody doesn't have that. So that's the blessing. But also my mom, you know, before all this, the COVID, you know, all of this, all these things that we're kind of dealing with right now today, my mom used to travel all the time from Texas coming here. She would come stay at the house so they could have their normal school schedules, their normal routines, you know, because we weren't in a place where we felt comfortable kind of dragging them all over, you know, having them out late, because you never know, some ministry dates, you're up late, you know, you're up early, catching flights, red eyes, all of those things. So for my husband and I, it was very important that they had their structure and their, you know, routines and things like that. And so my mom has been so instrumental in this whole journey. My beautiful husband, Ken Davis, if I didn't already say that, shout out to him.
Yeah.
And
I like it.
And of course, you know, my in-laws, my mom, my mother-in-law is just, she's an amazing woman as well. And so it's just really that really core unit of family members that I can feel safe that when I'm on the road, I don't have to question, I don't have to think about it, because that can be a stress in and of itself. That can be a burden, you know, when it comes to ministry, is having to constantly worry about, well, have they eaten and are they in bed yet and things like that. And so I don't take all the credit at all. You know, it really does take, you know, hands and of course God's guidance as well in even making decisions like that, you know, whether or not this is a season to stay home or to go. And thankfully God has made that decision in this season when I felt like the kids were needing more of my time. It was like, man, God is so intentional, isn't he?
Yes, he's done that for a lot of us.
Yes.
I am actually grateful for the time we spent together. And
I mean,
it's a lot of things we can't take for granted right now. I know a lot of things are happening that are scary, but this family time together, it's been, thank God for it.
Yes, thank God too. And every time I try to start complaining a little bit about not having any mom time.
You will remember this day.
Yes.
This time, this season.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my babies, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, that segues me into my next question, and that is, during this time of shutdown, of just God doing what he needs to do in the earth, have you developed any new skills, habits, or strengths?
Yeah, so obviously we've had plenty of time for just reflection and even just, you know, leaning into God's voice and what he wants from us in this season. And for me as a worship leader, that was kind of the first thing that I zeroed in on was, okay, God, what do you want to do during this time? I know that there's still ministry that's taking place, whether it's more virtual now than before. But I know that there's more that you want of me. So, you know, aside from just pressing into God's presence all the more and reading his word, fasting, you know, all those old principles that still stand, you know, I just kind of also leaned into like, okay, I used to love to just spend time reading. And so that's been something I've kind of gotten back into. Finding time is a lot harder than it was before, but, you know, again, being very intentional about, you know, okay, I got to wake up before the kids are up so I can have that 15 or 30 minutes, whatever that time looks like. But also, as you may or may not know, I always call myself a Blaxican. My mother's Hispanic. My dad, who has gone on to be with Jesus, black man, a beautiful black man. And so my dream was to, you know, I minister a lot in Spanish. You hear it all the time, but I'm not completely fluent. And so that's something I've been leaning into in this season because I feel like, and have heard more and more now while traveling and doing more ministry, that that's another part of what God wants to do with the ministry. So yeah, I've been using this time to, you know, brush up on my Spanish.
Myself.
And you know, I might add, I have become quite the homeschool teacher.
Okay.
Girl, I've my skills on Zoom have really increased. You know, I'm really
still learning.
I understand.
Yes.
Right here is a struggle. I just got a new MacBook, and I'm like, I just knew all my new gadgets would work with it, and no, because they take a different type of USB-C port.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would have that, and then I'd have been frustrated figuring it out.
Right. Apparently you come from a long line of singers and worshipers. So do you recognize any of those traits in your little ones? Do they display an interest in music?
Oh, absolutely. So I've got the three. My oldest is 8 years old, Cameron. He's a boy. And then my middle child, she's our only girl, Cadence. And she is 6 years old now. And then my baby boy, who is 3, Kingston, they all, first and foremost, they just love music. They're very, very musical. Cadence is, I think, because we named her that, you know, it's kind of, we've been prophesying it over her all these years, because she's very musical and rhythmic, and she'll get all the, you know, magazines and things off of the ottoman, and she'll stand up on the ottoman with her mic. She full concert. She'll sing my songs. It's the cutest. I absolutely love it. But she's also, I always call her my worshiper, because she's the one that, you know, her brothers can be playing and it's loud in the house, and she'll steal away and kind of sneak off in the corner, and you'll just see her little hands go up and she's singing a little worship song, and I love it. I mean, it destroys me every time. And it's just amazing, because it's like, man, this is the why, you know, so that next generation would come to Christ, you know, and that they would carry that baton and really just be those history makers, you know, and atmosphere changers. And so, and then for my youngest, of course, he sings constantly. He's the 3-year-old. But today, my oldest, actually, he was supposed to be having what they call a brain break during school, school, and I kept hearing him. I just kept hearing it, like, woo, little screams, and I snuck around the corner. I'll have to send y'all the video clip I got, but I snuck around the corner, and he was here in the office dancing to an Elevation worship song called Testimony, and he didn't know I was filming him, but he was in here just, I mean, praising God with his whole heart, and I could hear him, woo, oh my God. Now I know how mom feels. I mean, he was having a full
encounter with God.
Oh my God, it wrecked me, ladies, because when I finished filming, right after I turned off the camera, he walked out and he goes, Mom, and he had little tears. He goes, Mama, he said, I was crying happy tears because it just felt so good. And I knew what it was. You know, he didn't necessarily know how to explain the presence of God that he was feeling, but it wrecked me. Like, I was like, God.
Yes. Me in tears. Oh my goodness, that is so precious.
Oh, it's so beautiful, and so that is, you know, that's the why for me. It's not just because I love God, I love His presence, I love His people, but it's that leaving that legacy, it's passing that on to your children so that they, you know, can continuing to know God and make Him known, you know, and so that's the beautiful thing about that they are musical and that they love music and worship and praise, feeling it and getting a chance to understand it on their level. God's showing Himself to them, even at a tiny, tender ages that they are right now, you know? So it's amazing. I could go on.
You have an amazing life over there, it sounds like. I mean, I love that the kids are responding to the call of God, and I mean, that's amazing. And actually, you answered my next question about what legacy you would like to leave. And as a mother, as a parent, I know that is the greatest gift that I would like to leave my children. I have 3 children, and my youngest 2 in particular. I have an older one who's actually my bonus daughter. She's 20, and then I have a 10-year-old and the 7-year-old. And I tell you, especially when they're young and they grasp the concept, they go to a private school, and so they get God at school, they get God at home, they get God at church. When they grasp hold of what that means, the ministry means, what the Lord, what worship means, it is a beautiful thing.
It's
amazing. I mean, and so, and I know what gift my mother left me, and my mother passed in 2001, and so the greatest gift that she gave me, she and my father, was the knowledge of Christ. And I am eternally grateful for that. And so I appreciate that. That's the legacy. I know that's the legacy that you want to leave, because, I mean, what good is it for a man to profit the world, to gain the world and lose his soul? There's nothing I can give them.
Nothing greater. And we always say that, my sisters and I, every time we talk, we say, you know, when my dad passed on, my mom was a diehard Catholic all her life. And that's the one thing that we always remember about my dad, is he introduced my mom to a faith that was so foreign to her, you know. And she, you know, Pentecostal back in the 80s and 70s was nothing like now. I mean, it was pretty, you know, radical, and you know, it's changed a bit, but when she was introduced to it initially, a charismatic thing was happening. And so she said she was terrified because people would just break out in tongues next to her. They called them holy rollers. They'd be falling on the floor, roll, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been really perceived as weird, you know, but the thing that he really, you know, shared with my mom was, you know, just the power of the miracles that they were seeing happen. And it was like, it wasn't even necessarily that someone was laying hands on them. She was just encountering and experiencing people being healed and delivered from, you know, smoking nicotine, you know, 20 years. And you know, these are the miracles that she was seeing when she was, you know, just coming into, you know, experiencing faith and Christianity on another level. And we always talk about that. We're like, man, I'm so grateful that my mom was, you know, that she got to experience that with my dad, and that we were birthed into it, you know, because it's everything for us, you know, it's everything for me. And that is literally what I want my legacy to be. I want, you know, my children to just have encounters in God's presence, you know, throughout their life that would ever be changing to them, you know, that would ever change them. And, you know, to just continue to love God and to love people and to just lean into God's heart and, you know, be intimate lovers of God in His presence, because it's His presence that changes us. You know, it's His presence that we find fullness of joy and all of the things that we need, you know, healing, deliverance, you know, restoration, peace, goodness, everything, and it's right there in His presence. And so I'm constantly teaching my babies and my family as my first ministry, you know, what it looks like to create altars, not just at church, you know, right here in my home. And that is something that I learned growing up as a young child, you know, from my parents. So I share that with you. You know, the greatest thing that you could leave for your kids is coming to the knowledge of who Christ is and what He does and what He means for us as His children. And if they can continue to do that and be good stewards over, you know, everything that He's blessed you with and everything that He does for us when we don't deserve it, then I think that will outlive me for years to come.
Man, amen. Because, like I said, it is an amazing gift. I'm so grateful. I went to Catholic school, so yes, there's a big difference. But you know, it's an amazing difference, but it's great that your mom was receptive to that.
It birthed
something amazing in you. And so we are grateful for the gift.
Thank you for sharing that about your mother who's passed, and my condolences to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You got me totally messed up now.
Well, I won't mess you up too much, because one of the things that Deanne and I both share is a commonality that our mothers passed. Mine passed more recently, in 2018. And so I understand her heart. We understand each other. We lift each other. We keep each other covered.
Wow.
So it's God that gets you through it. And she left an incredible legacy of God and trusting Him. So with that being said, we know that music is healing, is transformative. And we see it and we hear it in every song that you have released as under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And so want to know what new projects are on the horizon.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's another great thing about this season, is that, you know, just having that time to really, you know, just really hear from heaven. As a worship leader, for me, it's so important to constantly seek God for what songs need to be released on the earth. And it's not just about a great sound. You know, for me, it's about and what is ministry? Well, it just simply means to give service or aid to people. And so that's my heart. It's my passion to see God's people transformed through an encounter in His presence, whether that's in your prayer closet one-on-one, or, you know, once we come together again corporately, if that's in a corporate setting, you know, those easy one and two, three line songs that we can, you know, pull heaven down with together. And so it's always, yeah, it's been my passion in my heart that God would highlight what those songs are. And so this season has been so instrumental with that, you know, just hearing from God and really leaning into what those songs will be. So in about a year or so, we'll be coming out with that next project. And so keep me lifted in prayer as we hear from heaven what those songs, yeah, what those songs will be for the people of God. Because my prayer is always, Lord, what do your people need to hear? You know, what are the songs that minister to their hearts? But also, what do you want to hear? You know, what songs do you want to hear, Lord? Because they're all his. And so it's just important for me to hear from the Lord what direction to move in concerning music, concerning praise and worship songs. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
Yay. I'm so excited.
I am.
You are truly down to earth.
Yes.
Sweetheart, like, this was a really great interview.
I thank y'all. So, and same to you all. I feel like y'all are family already. I know we've only been chatting for, what, 30 minutes.
Right.
Beautiful. I sense the sisterhood. So I just,
yay.
You can always tell when it's like, you know, kindred spirits, like spirits.
Yes.
And I really thought about you guys, that you really love God and you really love people. So again, I appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom and for the opportunity for me to just share your platform with you.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We are here just thanking God for this opportunity to have graciously been able to interview the beautiful, the anointed Isabel Davis. So again, thank you so much for taking time to join us here with the Brand New Day family. What an amazing and an incredible gift, an incredible gift.
Yes,
we are just so blessed, Deanne, to have such an array of people to be a part of our lives, and God would see fit for us to be able to, you know, just interview so many different amazing people, and I'm just so grateful for the words that she shared with us to elevate us and help us to remember to continuously thank God for all of the blessings that he has bestowed upon us and to remember to continue to seek him, right?
We've had some amazing guests these past few months, and so as usual, and we just thank God for his anointing on our seasoned guests, especially these music artists. I'm like, thank you for anointing them with voices that transcend my ability to sing. I'll say that. but I just thank him for them, and also even our physical fitness opportunities that we've had on air this past season, and our mental health experts. So we thank you for those opportunities, and we especially thank you that we've seen this summer through a pandemic, and we haven't given up hope, that we're still moving on, and many of our babies are starting school this week. Emily, you started in the classroom last week. So we just thank God for the strength to continue on. And Isabel, if you're listening tonight, still, we pray that you can come up with amazing music. Because, Lord, I tell you, God, we need it right now. So,
yes.
I mean, this past week, I don't know about anybody else, but I think a lot of what we've been going through has kind of come to a head, at least for me. And I've been quite emotional. And I have to remember that strength is in the Lord. Don't you agree, Emily?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
Dan, can you believe that it's the show? We're coming to an end. Oh, my goodness. Wow. An hour just goes by so quickly when you are just listening to great conversations and incredible inspirational and music. It's just, where does the time go?
Yes. Well, we thank you all for listening tonight. We thank you all for your prayers. We thank you all for your commitment to quality talk right now.
Yes. And as I stated a few minutes ago, we've reached the end of our show, so we need you to make sure that you don't lock off, plug right back in, and remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio with Rhonda Ray at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and all of our other shows throughout the week on We Talk Radio.
We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. Keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are responding to the call, whatever your call or purpose in life may be.
And we thank you for listening today.
And we pray that you like the time spent with us. And we appreciate you for choosing to spend your day with us. I know that what we are going through is real. We may be battling with anxiety, overwhelming thoughts, and there are so many things in front of us that may cause our minds to be all over the place. But I encourage you to stay strong in the Lord. Emily, do you have any closing words for us?
Yes, I'd like for you to read. I'd like for you to read with me, and with if you have your apps, read with me as I read aloud Psalm 121. What a powerful scripture! And it simply says, "I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from the time forth and even forevermore." Let's pray. Father God, we honor you and we bless you and we thank you and we give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to respond to your calling. God, we know sometimes it is quite difficult in and of ourselves to respond to the call that you have on our lives, the purpose, the plan that you have for our lives. But God, we say yes to you. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. And God, we ask you to lead us and guide us as we go through this week. Many of our children, many of our teachers are going back to work. Parents are going back to work. And we are in the midst of what you have allowed, a global pandemic and civil unrest. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to anoint us afresh, create in us a clean heart, and renew within us a right spirit. God, order our steps as we go throughout this week. And we honor you, and we bless you, and we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote for the week from Pastor Stephen Furtick as you respond to the call on your life. You can't fulfill your calling in your comfort zone. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Isabel Davis to close us out with her newest single, Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.